We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Simonei, Behema V'chaya Tohira, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Chof Ches. V'zehu Shomar Avraham V'anoichi Ofor V'efer. Based on what we've been learning till now, we can understand why Avraham Avinu said, I am dust and ashes, and use that word Ofor. Ki Avraham rotzo lehispalel al sedoim lehatzilom al yedei shiegale hatoiv hanister bohem. Avraham Avinu over there was davening for the cities of Sedoim and Amora. He wanted to try to negotiate with Hashem to save them, that Hashem shouldn't wipe them out. How? Al yedei shiegale hatoiv hanister bohem. By Avraham Avinu being able to reveal the good that's found even in them, even in Sedoim and Amora. Valkein hoyemechapes umevake shachar atoiv, and this is why he was searching for the good. Kamoishakosav shom beparsha, as it says over there in the Torah, ula yesh chamishim tzadikim. He said, Hashem, you can't say that they're all bad. What if there's 50 tzadikim over there? Ula yimotzim shom shloishim. What if there's 30 tzadikim? So we see that Avraham Avinu was looking within this big mess, within this big cesspool called Sedoim and Amora, to see maybe there's some good there. Maybe there's enough good there to justify saving the whole place. Alkein, machma sherotza levar hatoiv mehara. Therefore, because Avraham Avinu was involved in trying to find and extract the good from the bad, the hainu ho emes measheker, the truth from the sheker, that's why his introduction, his opening statement was, I am dirt and ashes. Shehesim atzmoi ka'ofor. Avraham Avinu made himself into ofor. Dehainu, shekisher atzmoi lebechinas hashoyresh v'hatachlis shel kol dofor, shubchinas ofor. Meaning, Avraham Avinu attached himself to the beginning an end of everything, which is ofor, like we explained earlier. And as we learned earlier, when you're zeichet to attach yourself to the beginning and to the end, by doing that, you're zeichet to be able to reveal the emes from within the sheker. Bebechinas mi mono afar Yaakov, as we explained in the previous year. Ki ikr hatikan anal sheyikasher atzmoi l'shoyre shoemes anal hu al yidei bechinas ofor mamish. Because the main tikkun, if a Jew wants to be zeicha to attach himself to the source of emes, is through ofor mamish, by dirt, actual dirt, meaning dehainu sheyivatel atzmoi betachlis habitul. The person has to nullify himself to the highest degree, v'yia be'enei atzmoi ka'ofor v'efer, and he should be able to look at himself as a piece of dirt, dirt and ashes. I am zero. I am really nothing. Bebechinas, as we say in Shmoin Esrei, right at the end of Shmoin Esrei, the final words there, v'nafshi ke'ofor la'koil tihyeh. Hashem, let me be zoche that my soul should be like dirt to everybody. I should consider myself dirt compared to everybody else. Dehainu sheyivatel atzmoi mikoil v'choil ke'ilu ein lo shum hargosha v'shum yeshus. This means for the person to nullify himself completely as if he feels nothing. He is nothing. Zero. V'yikasher atzmoi rak l'hashoyresh, and to connect himself only to the source, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheshom hakoil echod. There, in the source of everything, there is only oneness. Shemishom, bechinas ofer digdusha, shehu bechinas etzem hoemes. So that from there, from this ofer digdusha, which is the essence of truth, vaydeze nichna hasheker venizgal emes. When a person is zeicha to do that, when a person is zeicha to be mevatel himself completely, to realize that he's nobody, he's nothing, and he plugs himself into Hashem, and he considers himself zero, by doing that, he turns on a light, an incredible light, that gives him the ability to be mevarer the emes from the sheker, to be able to find the emes even in the deepest sheker, even in Sedoim and Amora, to be able to have a searchlight that's powerful enough to look, to see maybe there's some tzaddik in there, maybe there's some toy there.
V'ze shom rabbi sen zechon avrocha, and this is what the Gemara tells us in Soita, Daf Yud Zayin, b'schar she'omar Avram Avinu v'anoichi ofro v'efer,
that the reward that Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael, because Avram Avinu made this statement, I am dirt and ashes,
zochu bonov l'shnei mitzvois.
Klal Yisrael was given two mitzvois,
le'ofor Soita u'le'efer poro.
The schus of Avraham Avinu saying, I'm offer, Hashem gave us the mitzvah of afar soita. This dirt that the soita, that's mixed into the drink of the soita, to be able to clarify if she sinned or not. And in the schus that Avraham Avinu said his ashes, Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Efer Pora Aduma.
Rav Nosson Zal explains, offer soita hu bechinas birur, alidei bechinas offer daiko kanal.
The dirt of the soita, that's an example, that's this concept of this birur, sorting out the truth regarding the soita through the bechina of ofor.
V'zeu gam kein bechinas efer pora.
And that's also the case of the ashes of the poraduma, shemetaheres mitumas meis, which purifies a Jew from the most severe kind of tumah, which is tumas meis, shenimshecha michet odom arishoin, which began from when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. That's when death was introduced into the world. That's what caused the filth of the snake to be introduced into the world. Shehu zuamas hasheker, which is sheker. Shemishom nimshach hamisa v'atuma. And that's what brought death and impurity into the world.
V'toharosoi, and the purification from all of this is, alidei efer poraduma,
through the ashes of the poraduma,
ki efer poro hu bechinas ofor hanal,
because the ashes of the poraduma are similar to this offer.
Kimo yishom Rabbi Senzer Avrocha, as the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Peches, ashkechon efer dekri ofor.
We find in the Torah sometimes that efer ashes is called offer.
Shenemar, as the pasuk says,
velokach me'afar sreifas hachatos. He will take from the offer of the burnt chatos. Now it's talking about ashes over there. He'll take from the ashes of the chatos that was burned, and yet the Torah calls it offer.
Hainu, sheze ho efer shel poro, shenikra offer, nimshach mebechinas offer hanal.
This efer pora aduma, which is sometimes called in the Torah offer, you know which offer it is? It's the offer that we're talking about. It's the offer which helps you connect to the beginning of everything and to the tachlis of everything.
Shehu bechinas hashoresh v'hatachlis shel kol advorim.
This is the offer that's the beginning and end of everything.
Sheshom nishapchem kol advorim v'choizrim l'shoroshom.
Whereby when a yid is zochet to plug into that, he's zochet to be able to turn everything around, to be able to take the good that was trapped within the Sitra Achra and bring it back into the Kedusha, as we learned a lot earlier.
V'alkein efer poro metame tohoirim u'metahir tmeim.
This is also why we have this incredible chiddush about poraduma, that the ashes of the poraduma, they purify. The one who's tameh, it makes him pure. And the one who's toher, who's processing it, he becomes tameh in the process.
Ki hu chukas ha-toiro sheyef shelohovim.
This is one of the mysteries of the Torah, a choik that we can't rationalize. We can't understand it with seichel, with logic.
Kamei Shekosev, as Shlomo HaMelech said,
Omarti Echkama Vehi Rechoika Mimeni. I thought I was smart. I thought I'll understand everything. And I see that it's very far from me. I see there's things like I don't understand. The Gemara says, like what? Like the secret of Pora Aduma.
I was zuchad here from Rav Rosenfeld, Zuchad Rav Rachel, once. He said, if you take these two words, Vehi Rechoika, it's Begimatria Pora Aduma.
Exactly. The Gemara says that what was he referring to, Paraduma?
If you look at the Gematria, you see that it's exactly that.
Ki nimsheches mishoyresh ho'el yoin shehu reishes hakoil.
Because this Paraduma
draws its kedusha from the beginning, from the source of everything. Sheshom hakoil echod, where over there, there is only oneness. Beli hevdel, there's no differentiation whatsoever. There's no concept of good and bad, right and left, or anything like that. And it's impossible for us to be able to understand the Darche Hashem that originate from there. And because we can't understand it, because it looks as if there are two opposites coming out of the same thing. This same item makes him Tomei and makes him Tor. What are you? Are you nuts? How could that be? Because of the fact that in this place of Kedusha, in this place of origin, everything is one, and there are things that we can't understand over there, that's what creates a Pesach for Sheker. For a person to say about something that's black that it's white, or something white to say that it's black. And why do people fall into sheker? Why do they have questions about Hashem and doubts about Hashem? Because of the fact that they're not willing to be mevatel their das. They're not willing to put aside their rationale, their sechel, and to look at the shoyresh ho'emes, to look at the shoyresh, to look at Hashem with emes and emuna, with truth and faith. And to be able to know that in the kaviyochel, in its place of origin, it's all oneness. It's just that it's impossible for us to understand the darche Hashem that originate from there. V'alkein, and therefore, Efer Poro, Shehi Chukas HaToyra, Shnimshach Mishom, the mitzvah of the ashes of the Poraduma, which is an example of one of the chukim, a choik, something that we can't understand because it comes from that high, high place. Ki hu alkein hu metaher mitumas mes. That's why these ashes of the Paraduma are so powerful. This represents so high a level of kedusha that it has the ability to purify a person from the strongest tuma possible, from avi avos hatuma, from tumas mes. Ki daiko al yidei b'chinas ofor, shu b'chinas efer poro, shenikro ofor, shehu shoyresh hakoel v'tachlis hakoel, ayidei ze nichna hasheker shehi hatuma, ki ayidei ze nisale ha'emes mib'chinas afar Yaakov. Because it's through ofor, we learned before, it's through this item called ofor, which is the shoyresh and tachlis of everything, of which one example of this ofor is the ashes of Poraduma, that has the ability to be machnia, the sheker, of which another word for sheker is tuma, because it has the ability to elevate the emes from within the sheker. In the concept of Afar Yaakov, Yaakov Mimona Afar Yaakov, and we said Yaakov Avinu is Zinyan of emes. Paragraph Choftes. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ato, Mamoid meduktok haposuk hakoil hoyom in ofor hanal mitchilose v'soifoi. Now you'll be able to understand the posuk that we mentioned earlier, that everything originates from dirt, and you'll be able to understand that posuk from beginning to end. Kize l'shoin haposuk shom. These are the words of the posuk over there in Koheles Perigimel. Hakoil hoylech el mokoim echod. Everything ends up going to the same place, to one place. Hakoil hoyom in ofor, vakoil shovan ofor. Everything originates from dirt, and everything winds up in the dirt. Rav Nosson says, "Hainu kanal." This is what we're teaching here. Ki ofor hu bechinas achdus, because ofor represents oneness. Bechinas horatius v'hatachlis shel kol advorim, because ofor is the beginning and the ultimate end of everything. Sheshom kol hadvorim ba'achdus b'li hevdel, whereby everything in its beginning and its end It's all one without any differentiation. V'zehu hakol hoylech el mokoim echad hakol hoyim enofar. Why does the look? The pasuk's making two things. Everything goes to oneness. Everything is from afar and to afar. El mokoim echad daika. What's the mokoim echad? Shehu horeshis vatachlis shel kol dover. That's the beginning, the source, and the ultimate goal of everything. Oneness. Shezeo biatzmoi bechinas ofor. That's what this ofor is. Bechinas hakoil hoyo, vakoil shov el ofor kana. Vialkein he ofor mechale hazuamo shel kol hadvorim. Sheshovim kulam l'shom. And this is why dirt has the ability to destroy the filth, the tumah in everything, when the item returns to offer. L'chalei ha-pesha u'lohoseim chatois, as the pasuk says, that the dirt has the ability to erase pesha, sins, and to put an end to chatoim. Because we said again, the beginnings of sheker and tuma also began from offer. Nochosh offer lachmoy. The nochosh is offer. The shom biatzmoy nichla hasheker v'nisbatel. And that's also the address, the place where the sheker is destroyed, eliminated, wiped out. Because when things go into offer, when a person is put in the offer, by being put in the offer, he plugs into the achdus, the oneness of Hashem, which is emes. Ki emes hu echod. Because emes is synonymous with echod, one. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Nun Aleph in the Likutei Moran, where he says there that if I want to say about this cup that I'm holding in my hand, if I want to say the truth about it, there's only one thing I can say about it. It's a cup. If I want to say a lie, I can say it's a giraffe, it's an apple, it's a potato, it's a, you know. So emes is synonymous with echod. Paragraph Lamed. V'zeh pirush b'haloyscho saneirois elmul pnei hamenoira yo'iru shiva saneirois v'zeh maiseh hamenoira miksha zohov. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to use this, everything we learned till now, to explain the menoira in the Mishkan and the menoira in the Beis HaMikdosh. The pasuk says that Hashem says to Aaron HaKohen, when you're going to light the candles mul pnei hamenoira, you should light 7 candles, and the menorah itself should be one, it has to be made from one chunk of gold. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Oyer ha-menorah ze bechinas oyer ha-tzadik emes, shehu ikaruch oyer ha-meir b'chol hoy lomois, mikol shkein boilam hazeh. The light of the menorah symbolizes, represents the light of the tzadik ho-emes, which is a light that shines in all the worlds, especially in this one that we're living in. V'chol ha'oirois sheboilam kulam nimshachem imenu. And all light in the of the world comes from and draws from the light of the tzaddik. V'alkein oir ha'menoira meir al yidei ha'shemen. And this is why the light of the menoira burned through oil. Ki shemen hu bechinas avir hanach v'hazach. Because oil represents that concept that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about, where the air is quiet and still, there's no turbulence in the air. Shezeo bechinas shemen amishcho. This is the concept of the shemen amishcho with which everything in the Beis HaMikdash was anointed. Bechinas hine matoiv umanoim sheves achim gam yachad kashemen hatoiv hayosheva. The shemen is put together with Hine matoiv umanoim sheves achim gam yachad, bechinas, which is the concept of ahavo and rotzoin, where there's no bad feelings, where there's achdus in Klal Yisrael. How good and sweet it is when all of Klal Yisrael is gam yachad, is united. There's unity. There's ahavo. So the pasuk puts that right next to kashemen hatoiv hayored, and the pasuk in Shir Hashirim lereach shmonecho toivim sheman turak shmecho. Va'ayin le'el v'yizbor el kamon. Rav Nosson Zal says, look back where we discussed this earlier,
And he's going to elaborate more on this soon. V'alkein al yidei hashemen b'chinas gerim shenasa al yidei avir anach vazach. And this is why it's through shemen, which represents the avir hanach vazach, which leads to Geirim and Balei Tshuva joining Klal Yisrael, as we mentioned earlier, that when there is this Avir Anach Vazach, the words of the Tzaddik travel. They don't just stay with the people he's teaching close by. They travel to the Sitra Achra, and they bring Geirim from there, and they bring Balei Tshuva. This is what causes that menorah to shine brightly. Because it's through this avir hanach vazach, through this kiruv of geirim and balei tshuva, this is the revelation of the oyer hatzadik. And this is why the pasuk says, towards the face of the menorah, these seven lights should shine towards the face of the menorah. Ze bechinas hatzadik pnei hamenorah, the face of the menorah, that's ze bechinas hatzadik hoemes, horav hoemes shebador. That represents the tzadik of the generation, the true tzadik. Shivas haneirois, the seven, that's the menorah itself. The seven candles, they represent the other tzaddikim who draw their light from the tzaddik emes like branches coming forth from a tree. Shehein bechinas talmidov, they are like his students. Kemuva bezoyer kodesh linyan Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai v'Chavraya, as the Zoyer Kodesh speaks in these terms about Rabbi Shimon and his students, the other great tzaddikim there. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Nosoi, Daf Kuf Mem Dal Ramed Beis, in Parshas Pinchas, Daf Reish Nun Vav, where it refers to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal as the Pnei HaMenoira, and it refers to his Chavraya, the Talmidim that were with him, as the candles of the Menoira. The Hizirakosov and the Pasuk is warning us, Shekol Shivas Haneiroi, Shemchinas Klolius Kolat Sadigm Shabadoir, Kulam Yeshtadlusam, Lohoyer El Mulpne Amenoira. That all of those seven candles, which represent the other tzaddikim, they all have to draw from the Pnei HaMenoira, from the tzaddik Oemes. Lahamshich Oyer HaTzaddik Oemes Boilam. Their mission is to shine the light of the tzaddik Oemes into the world. Shehu HaYochid Bedoiroi. He is the tzaddik of the door, singular. Shehu Bechinas Nekudas Oemes Shebein HaTzaddikim. He is the ultimate Emes of all the tzaddikim. Each tzaddik is a Bechin of Emes. He is the tzaddik who is the highest level of Emes among all the tzaddikim. Sheho Iker Lahamshich Oiroi Boilam, whereby the most important mission of the tzaddikim is to bring the light of the tzaddik into the world. When things operate that way, when all the tzaddikim are cooperating together, and they recognize the tzaddik hador, they recognize the tzaddik, and they're all working to help bring his light, to spread his light into the world, through this, everything will have a tikkun. We're going to see this in a few days when we're going to celebrate the Yontif of Sukkos, the 7 days of Sukkos, when we mention the seven tzaddikim, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David, the Shiva Royim, who are all the tzaddikim, who are nichlal in the tzaddik hador.